Oh, it's good to be carried. Remember that? If you were a dad, you probably carried your kids some. And then you reach a certain point, you go, I can't really carry you anymore. And so, but it's good to know that he will carry us here on WWIB. I bet Jason Cans remembers, remember when your kids were little and you could probably still carry Tessa, right?
I could still carry Tessa. Yeah. I would have a harder time with Ian.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I'm getting older. I mean, that's one of the reasons. And he's also larger than I am. So I think that, both of those are probably variables. But there's something about just being close to the kids. And, that was good times.
Yeah. Putting the kids, forget just on the back. Like, when they're really small, you can put them, on your, around your neck, on your shoulders. And then they get bigger, and then it's the back. And then it's like, wow. It just kind of fades out. Yep. So.
Right. Huh. And then maybe someday they'll carry me.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the way it goes, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, not to every day bring up Wordle complaints, but again, it's a fun game. You got five letters. You've tried to figure it out in six tries. But Republican state Senate candidate Brian Westrate, that was his post on Facebook yesterday. Yes, it did end his streak with the the answer was found or something a couple of days ago, I think. So.
Yeah, I had a good friend, same thing happened. And every once in a while, people get that where their streak is shot. And
did you already tackle it this morning?
Oh, those are all, I did, yeah. I had to use a little bit different strategy than what I normally do this morning, but it helped, and I got there in four tries, so that was good.
So what does a little bit different strategy mean?
Well, so typically how I start is, I will continue to incorporate the new letters as I get them, but sometimes I will get stumped like I did this morning, and I have to go with an entirely different set of letters that I know are not in the word just so I can get some additional input into what the word might be.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so, okay. I did that this morning.
Hey, I wanted to just tell you, our CCM, we got a CCM Song Showdown tournament where we got all, 32 artists, and the way that this thing's moving on, 7:15 and 8:15 weekday mornings with votes coming in, the talk and text line, and we started a WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, which I think you're a part. And we're into the second round now. We'll have another great matchup this morning, third day in Zach Williams at 7:15. But Johnny Cash is the big surprise so far. He actually has knocked out the Newsboys and DC Talk.
No kidding. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So
the underdog comes from behind.
Frank is the listener who nominated him, Frank from up north, and he says Johnny Cash is, although technically not Cash's last recording, all of the songs that he entered in the tournament are from My Mother's Hymn Book. Which Frank says represents where Johnny's musical career began and ultimately where it ended. So,
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Well, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. We'll have to get you entered because you've got some groups you like that we don't even, the Havens, right? The Gray Havens.
Gray Havens, yep.
What's another one that, another group that sang a song about love that was one of the ones that carried you through the pandemic?
Oh, the Brilliance.
Yeah.
The Brilliance is, I think that's what Mark Gunger's son.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And yep. And so is the lead singer in that group. And that's one I think a lot of people are not familiar with. And their song "See the Love" has been life giving to me. So.
Exactly. Yep. All right. Speaking of life giving, can we tackle Colossians 3:5-6?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So it says, Colossians 3:5-6 says, so put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming.
Hmm. And in Jason's... 6-year work, his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles Colossians 3:5-6 this way. Because you have new life in my son, put to death your old ways of living. You will not grow by avoiding pleasure or rule following, but by remembering who you are. Your identity is no longer bound up in lust, impurity, evil, greed, or any form of idolatry. I hate those things, and I will burn them away from all that is pure and lovely in my new creation, including you, beloved. And so after you've read the scripture and I read your commentary, I'm always interested, like, so then what's your take as the guy who wrote that?
Yeah, you know, so as listening to that again, it's kind of, for me, we can get so focused on the sins than we are on the grace and the goodness of God. And I think the best way to overcome the brokenness within us is to look to the one who has redeemed us from those things.
Yes, kind of like Hebrews 12 says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Right, there we go. So, Jason, thanks a lot, friend. We'll talk to you again. Have a great Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Our buddy Drew Fralick is on the line again. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Let me ask you a question. Do you think, you know, the plan was, the plan was to try to connect with the talented rising comic Josiah Jones, who I know was in a church in Milwaukee on Sunday, and I think is in Wisconsin all week. And so, do you think he's on the other line?
This is like a game show.
Yeah, it's a game show.
Yes, I do think he's on the other line.
And you would be mistaken, as I got his voicemail. So that's a reminder again of why it didn't work out to have him in these early morning gigs. But, you know, some people are night owls, and it just works that way. And
he's a night owl, total night owl. You know, I'll turn my phone off at night, right? I mean, I learned that being a counselor and now especially a pastor.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people, hey, if the building's on fire, you know, call me in the morning. I'll pray with the fire department. But, I turn off, but I get texts at like 3 a.m, like, hey, bro, you awake? You want to talk? I'm just like, what? the only reason I would be awake is if the baby has me awake, you know, and I don't certainly want to be awake. So these comics, they're just, I mean, doing comedy, you know, it's the same thing when I went and saw my buddy Turner out in New York a couple weeks ago. These guys are just on totally flipped schedules. They, like, go to bed at 4 and wake up at noon. It's insanity.
Right.
You know?
That's why I've encouraged my son to pursue that, and he hasn't to this point. But I'm like, but he's kind of adjusted. He works at Caribou besides working here, Dawson. And, I mean, he was working even this morning at 5:30. So, you know, now the worst shift for that one is 4:30. So that's even earlier than you need to be here.
So he's a night owl?
Night owl, but, I mean, having that job has, you know, he's embraced the discipline, and he's seen some of the benefits of getting done earlier. But, hey, picking up on what you said, I shared something on Facebook yesterday, Drew, that along the lines of, here's what it said. And I said, is this really true? It says, European out of office is, I'm away camping for the summer. Please email me back in September. American out of office is, I have left the office for 2 hours to undergo kidney surgery, but you can reach me on my cell anytime.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right. You know, for a long time, I think I told you this, I was working, our customers were in Poland, you know, and they'd always say, oh, we have a bank holiday. We have a bank holiday. I go, what's a bank holiday? It's like a public holiday.
Yeah.
Well, they had like 3 a week, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they'd go to lunch and it was just like, come back like, you know, 4 hours later. It's insanity. So, it's a different world out there. But, it's fun, you know?
There's so much to talk about. I mean, the Will Smith, Chris Rock, it was like the controversy of comedy, right? And again, we're out of time, but there's been an apology, and there'll probably be a movie before the week is out, right? So that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, the Chris Rock and Will Smith thing, I feel like that's like a whole segment. Cause
yeah, I know.
I've been on this wild ride the last 3 days going through that with people. So maybe we talk about that a little bit on Monday.
Maybe on Monday it'll be a week out, and by then they'll have a movie planned together. And then finally, congratulations to Detroit.
Yeah, it'll be called The Pursuit of Slappiness, right?
Right. Hey, we really wanted the NFL draft, but Detroit, you guys won the NFL draft for 2024.
I know. It's wonderful. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about on Monday. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
All right.
But we're looking forward to it.
Drew Fralick. He and his wife going to be What is the official term, April 10th, in terms of introduced?
Co-lead pastors.
Right. But
co-lead
kind of,
pastors.
But yes. What's the kind of the fancy word, like installed, ordained, recognized?
Oh, commissioned.
Commissioned.
Yeah,
commissioned. That's the word.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew. DrewFralick.com for more.
Well, voting is open on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and at 715-396-1670 for our next song showdown. Who wins and moves on between Third Day and Zach Williams? Third Day nominated by Cliff from Spooner, song number one. Then we'll hear from Zach Williams. This is the live version of Revelation. That's song number one, Revelation from Third Day, nominated by Cliff from Spooner. And he asked for that specific version, the live version. Next up, song number two, Havel, in the CCM Song Showdown, comes from Durand, our friend Tammy from Durand. And she nominated Zach Williams. He moved on to the second round. Now he's facing off against Third Day. He's got a great song as well.
Yeah, she's going with the song Less Like Me. Get in those votes, 396-1670. Low voter turnout so far. 4-0 lead on this side for Third Day. Also, bonus vote at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. Join the private group. Get a bonus vote there. Just a quick word here about MyPillow's mattress topper. I haven't mentioned this for a while, but I was just thinking about this morning as I got up after laying in my incredibly comfortable bed, how I really think that the mattress topper, and again, I have the Giza Dream Sheets and the Flannel Sheets. I've had the MyPillow for, 5 years or so now. Neck Pillow, which is a very, very underrated MyPillow product. I love it. But I do think that the MyPillow mattress topper is my favorite product of all. I mean, because again, I've mentioned this too, that I'm probably carrying more weight than I should, and my mattress is in its golden years. And so you start to get some lumps and craters in the mattress, right? And maybe roll a little bit toward the center. And I just wasn't comfortable at all. And already have some back trouble. And you wake up a little bit and just like, man, I just am not starting my day on the right foot when I'm starting off in a little pain. Truly, this mattress topper has absolutely transformed our bed. And I think Lindsay would agree with me that it is our absolute favorite MyPillow product. And we're fans of all that they make. But my goodness, the mattress topper, truly, truly love it. You have to check it out for yourself. You really do.
But I have the mattress topper, and I always say to you, for next winter, you and Lindsay got to get the down comforter.
The down
because
comforter,
once you get
right?
that, it will mattress surpass. I'm just telling you.
Well, and there you go. And both of them, 50% off right now with promo code WWIB at MyPillow.com. So You know what? You don't have to have the same favorite MyPillow product as me, but you're going to save big when you go to Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com and use the promo code WWIB. Mark says the down comforter. I say the mattress topper. Maybe you'll want to try both. I have the 3-inch mattress topper. You can get the 2-inch, though, for 50% off and get that down comforter for half off while you're at it. MyPillow.com. We'll update you on Zach Williams versus Third Day in just a moment. All right. So again, here's what we have with 10 minutes left to vote in our matchup second round CCM Song Showdowns here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Less Like Me, Zach Williams, nominated by Tammy from Durand, against Cliff from Spooner's Third Day with Revelation. And Havel, on the Facebook group side, again, folks can get a bonus vote in the Facebook group. I have Third Day up by 5 right now.
Okay, and I've got Third Day up by 1, so a total of 6 for Third Day right
now. Yeah, so that can change. And again, family votes are welcome, and they can change things. I'm just saying, in the Facebook group, things totally changed when there was a family vote. I can only assume It's a family vote. This is just on your honor. It's all an integrity thing. But 11 votes.
Can I just clarify? So, here's what I'd understand on the family vote. It doesn't mean, hey, I really like this one and we have 6 in the family. So they have to legitimately have said that. So there's one family this morning that said, hey, 2 for 1, 3 for another. I know that they've polled the people. So
if you're all unified, that's great.
Yeah.
So again, just reminding you that it does need to be an honor system there too. And we'll see how this all shakes out. Havel, a stunner.
It was a stunner. One of our top seeds, Third Day, knocked out Zach Williams, winning on both the text line and in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
This shows you how much your vote counts in this CCM Song Showdown.
Yeah.
4 votes is all that separated Zach Williams and Third Day. Congratulations to Tammy from Durand. Zach Williams moves on to the next round. Well done and well fought by Cliff and company as well for Third Day.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Nothing like a nap, Caleb.
I try to indulge whenever I can. Again, I get an hour for lunch, and so you eat a little bit and then try and just nap it out for 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes That doesn't happen, but I sure enjoy it when it does.
Tell you what, if you're an early riser, there's something around midday, early afternoon, might be after lunch, likely it is, that your body's just like, I just can't, I need something.
And seriously, the siesta is such a great idea.
Yeah, you find a chair. It sounds like maybe you do at your house if you go home for lunch, or you find a couch somewhere like I do at One Source Imaging. 15 minutes will do it. You're just refreshed, a different person.
Here's the thing. If you are dishing on Nap Nation and you think, no, you don't need to take that, let us regale you with some famous people from throughout the course of history who were part of Nap Nation, who took naps and said, hey, I'm proud of it, or I may not be proud of it, but I need it. So
I love it. It's like Packer Nation, Nap Nation.
Hashtag Nap Nation.
Leonardo da Vinci took multiple naps a day, and he slept less at night. How about that?
Da Vinci. Yeah. Seriously. The French Emperor Napoleon, not the greatest guy, but he was not shy about taking naps. He indulged daily while trying to conquer the world.
Though Thomas Edison was embarrassed about his napping habit, he also practiced his ritual daily.
Would we have the light bulb if he hadn't napped? I say no. Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, incredible woman, used to boost her energy by napping before speaking engagements.
There you go. Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, routinely took naps in his dressing room between performances.
There you go. President John F. Kennedy, JFK, ate his lunch in bed and then settled in for a nap every day. Most powerful man in the world, and said, you know what? Lunch in bed and a nap.
Oil industrialist and philanthropist John D. Rockefeller napped every afternoon in his office.
Again, famous members of Nap Nation here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Winston Churchill, his afternoon nap was a non-negotiable. He said, never give up, never give up, never give up, and also nap, nap, nap. Not sure if you can corroborate that one. He believed that his nap helped him get twice as much done each day.
There you go. And President Lyndon Baines Johnson took a nap every afternoon precisely at 3:30 in order to break his day up into two.
And finally, though criticized for it, man, is this where we've come as a society? President Ronald Reagan took naps as well.
And this is the anniversary. 41 years ago today, he survived being shot by John Hinckley.
Probably because he took naps.
There you go.
It's 8:17, 33 degrees Alvo, and our second CCM Song Showdown second round matchup of the day is live now.
Caleb, this one hits close to home for you. I don't know how it could hit any closer.
Yes, so here's the deal. My sister Rachel from Rice Lake loves Jason Gray, loves Micah Tye, loves them both. And so when we were initially getting nominations here, she was struggling to choose between these two artists. So she petitioned my dad to nominate Jason Gray so she could nominate Micah Tyler so they both could be in this tournament, in this bracket. But what she didn't know, what we didn't know either, is that they were going to both end up moving on in the first round and then facing each other in the second round. It's just the way the seedings shook out. So now there's some consternation in the Swenson household about whom to vote for because they both love these artists and these songs so much.
You know, if you look at Chalk, they both scored upsets. Jason Gray upset for King and Country, and Micah Tyler upset Casting Crown, so nobody could have saw this.
Yeah, who would have thunk it? So now here's what we have. My sister Rachel, Micah Tyler, By Name is the song that she nominates for the second round. And then my dad, but actually I think my mom is really picking a lot of these songs. So my parents, Jason Gray, Nothing is Wasted, which is an amazing song from him as well. You all decide. Here's the thing. I think there's no losers here because I think it's a great artist and a great song that's moving on, even though these songs can't be used again in the next round. So
whoever moves on faces Johnny Cash in the third, but wow. Live the moment, live the moment, okay?
Well, we are looking forward to having Randy Johnson, the husband of Michelle Johnson from Mid Mornings with Michelle here on the station as our guest shooter coming up in about 15 minutes here on the Wib Wake Up Show. You can get your pledges in 715-396-1670 per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount, or go to WIB.com/hope to do that. And every single pledge this morning before 8:45 entered to win a $20 gift certificate from Olson's Ice Cream. So how about that? You know, every season is ice cream season, but we're getting into peak ice cream season now.
Great prize today.
Also, speaking of prizes, Free Fuel Friday. So this is pretty cool, Havel. I don't know if people physically do this or not, but maybe at least inwardly you're groaning a little at the gas pump these days.
Sure.
Well, then you're going to love this. You're going to love Free Fuel Fridays. It's starting this Friday. It's courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. What we're doing, quite simply, we're paying off gas receipts every Friday now through the 22nd of April. We are literally paying you back. We're going to write you a check for what you paid in gas. Now, here's how you do it. You submit your selfie at the gas pump with what you paid, or submit a selfie with your latest kind of painful fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. We're also giving one of you a $500 gas card at the end. Enter now at WWIB.com/free fuel, WIB.com/free fuel. And there are bonus chances as well to enter by posting on your personal profile your selfie at the gas pump or with your fuel receipt and tagging Mark Wharton WWIB for bonus chances to win. And we were just talking off the air, Halvo, you are entered all throughout the contest until you win. You'll be in all of those drawings on Friday. So it would behoove you to get in early. And to be honest, your best odds of winning back what you paid are definitely going to be the first week. So I Absolutely. Would say jump on this right away.
Yeah, as it crowds up, as it will over time. I mean, obviously your chances lessen. Still a wonderful opportunity, but get in early.
Yeah, WWIB.com/free fuel. Do read the rules first and then submit that selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt. Micah Tyler and Jason Gray, who moves on? 10 minutes left to vote. Jason Gray with a big lead right now, though. We've got our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops in the studio. Just over 5 minutes left to vote by text or in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Actually, and in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, you can get two votes per person, 715-396-1670, and then vote. Search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. Find that private group, and you can comment on the voting post there. Micah Tyler, by name, nominated by Rachel from Rice Lake against Jason Gray. Nothing is wasted against Steve and Sarah from Rice Lake, Cameron area. And again, that's actually my parents against my sister. And right now, Jason Gray certainly is out to a big lead. We'll see if that holds for the final 5 minutes. Right now, the task at hand coming up, Hope and Hoops giving away a $20 Olson's Ice Cream gift card to one of our pledgers this morning as a thank you. And we have Randy Johnson. He's the husband of Michelle from Mid Mornings. And Randy, great to have you in. Did it take a lot of doing for Michelle to convince you to come in this morning and shoot as a guest?
Well, I've done it before, so I kind of knew what to expect.
Yeah, well, I sure appreciate it, too, because, again, I've been kind of begging and pleading Michelle to find guest shooters, help me find guest shooters so that I wouldn't have to shoot the final week, because I wanted to end on a high note of going 5 for 5, and you just warmed up and hit all 5 shots. So are you feeling pretty confident?
Oh, yeah. It's nothing to it.
There you go. It is a little tight soup, after all. Now, you work for Chippewa Valley Exteriors, and we're getting kind of into spring storm season, and one of the main aspects, I would say, of your job is helping homeowners when there are storms, helping them realize what they can claim with insurance, correct? And just some of the repairs that can be needed and having a very experienced eye climbing up on roofs and things like that.
Yeah, so my main, the main part of my work is roof inspections. And,
yeah.
I get calls from homeowners and insurance agents a lot of times calling to have me look at a roof to see if it's worth filing a claim on and to see what kind of damage there is.
Yeah.
It's hard to see some storm damage. You know, hail's hard to see at times. Wind can even be hard to see. It just depends on. So they just have me go up there instead of filing a claim and then having it denied.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I mean, there are a lot of, unfortunately, in this day and age, people who chase after storms and will come and knock on people's doors and say, you know, hey, I can get you an insurance claim. And unfortunately, there are some unsavory characters in that field. And so what maybe are things that homeowners need to watch out for?
Well, you just have to have the right person. I mean, you know, if somebody's from out of state, they come knocking on your door, that should be a red flag.
Yeah, that they're not from the local area.
Right. And, you know, I call it as I see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I my philosophy is Colossians 3:23. Work with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for man.
Yeah.
And that kind of guides me. And when you have that for a compass, so I...
And again, now you travel throughout Western Wisconsin. What's kind of your service area, coverage area?
Well, we go quite a ways.
Yeah.
We'll go all the way to, Shatec. I've done work out in, Baldwin, Woodville area.
Sure.
And then Stanley, Thorpe, that would be a reach for
us. So again, do folks contact you directly, Chippewa Valley Exteriors, if there are storms that roll through and they're saying, man, I'd just really like an experienced eye to take a look and see if I might have some wind or hail damage and possibly can have an insurance claim? What's the best way to get a hold of you if they're kind of within that area?
Well, the best way would be to contact Chippewa Valley Exteriors, or you can actually call me at 715-829-7253.
Fantastic. 829-7253. Randy Johnson. And again, Michelle from Mid Mornings. This is her wonderful husband, and he has graciously agreed to be our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops coming up in just a few minutes. Randy, thank you so much for the time. And Halvo, Micah Tyler versus Jason Gray. We have a result.
We do. Jason Gray moves on. It was the Swenson family showdown. Dad, Steve, assisted by his wife there, picking those Jason Gray songs. Micah Tyler, good effort, but hey, Micah Tyler can cling to knocking casting crowns out. That was a big accomplishment last round.
That was a big win, but Jason Gray wins and moves on. Again, really no losers in this matchup. Two great artists. Randy Johnson, he's the wonderful husband of our own Michelle Johnson from Mid-Mornings, and you'll see her smiling face at the front desk.
And he's got a birthday on Friday.
Yeah, happy early birthday on Friday. Maybe you want to sneak in a last-second pledge in honor of his birthday. Someone's still going to walk away with that $20 Olsen's
ice cream gift certificate. He's ready to go, Caleb.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
Underhand,
ahead,
and here we go. Randy, underhand. First one is backboard and good. One for one. Continuing from his 5 for 5 in the warm-ups. Number two, the underhand toss. Oh, off a little bit. Going to try to redeem himself here. The third toss, it's up and around, and it falls in.
That one hung poised on the end of the rim and dropped through. Nicely
done. Two out of three. Underhand toss is on the way, and it scoops out. Yeah, he's like, what's up with that? 2 for 4. Here we go. Finish strong for your birthday on Friday. It's up and off the mark. Tell you what, that red light goes on, Caleb. It's
tougher.
Well,
this is the thing, the on-air light, and then Michelle comes in and is recording it as well, too.
Right.
So I don't know. Michelle just kind of walking out, but I don't know. I think that may have added a little extra.
It always does.
Randy's so kind to even pick up all the basketballs here. Let's get a little post-game reaction from the soon-to-be birthday boy. His birthday coming up on Friday.
What'd you think?
I buckled under the pressure.
As we have done so many times.
You got one gentle roll that fell. You initially started off with a good solid bang.
I know, and I got robbed on that one.
Yeah.
You saw that.
Yes, yes. No, we can confirm. Confirm. Randy Johnson, again, Chippewa Valley Exteriors. And Randy, one more time, if folks ever do wonder about storm damage and want an experienced guy to come out and look at it, see if they can have an insurance claim, one more time, your phone number for people who may have that need.
It's 715-829-7253. And if you need help with any insurance problems, I do that all as well.
Fantastic. Randy Johnson, Chippewa Valley Exteriors, thank you for coming in
Thanks,
this
Randy.
Morning.